instead of like, you know, the character like a femme fatale or some kind of dreaded that character, this one has like a really sensitive that people can relate to character. So was that part of the reason that you actually tap into this film?
Thank you for saying one of the reasons when I first met with Massey Tagadines, the writer director who I love dearly, I wanted to be a part of this film, but I thought, if you want to go sexy vixen with this role, I'm not your girl. And she was like, no, I want to go a little anti-type. Otherwise, that would cheapen the character of Michael, which played by Sam Worthington. And she said, no, I want these to be real people. I don't want to play stereotypes with any of my characters. And I thought, that could be interesting. So I could maybe then take this character, who's a sexually, liberated character in a sense, and play her against type. And I found that as a nice challenge. And my focus was to bring some humanity to her, while still keeping her incredibly flawed, because I love playing flawed characters, because that's what we all are. Playing the gray instead of the black and white. That's what I love about this woman. We really toned down, so we did it in different ways. And it might not sound like a big deal when I describe it to you, but in the film, there's a couple of scenes I don't have any makeup at all. And when I do have makeup, it's very minimal, very, very, and it's not beauty makeup, like they do in some films. And, you find your light and this and that. Here, I didn't care about anything for vanity purposes in that sense. And hair, there was like no hair product in my hair. My hair wasn't big and bouncy. It was very tame. Now, we had to be careful too, because you didn't want to play the sexy secretary by doing the low bun and the pencil skirt. So no, I didn't want to play that stereotype. So it was very specifically chosen. And we had the amazing, Anne Roth as our costumer, who's like a legend. She really helped out with, creating that kind of subtle, working kind of, career woman without being hard as well.
Well, speaking of specifics, I was wondering, how much did you and Massey discuss the fact that Laura, it says in the production notes, according to what Massey's described the character Laura as, being in love with, Sam Worthington's character. How much did you just discuss that Laura's feelings towards Sam may or may not have been sort of fueled or influenced by the grief she was experiencing from her previous relationship?
I always work on all my characters. I start off, breaking down the script with my acting coach, Ivana Chubbuck. And her and I love to sit there and just dissect the material. And that, to me, is one of the funnest things. We will call each other, email each other at 4:30 in the morning if we come up with an idea. Or that, to me, is one of the funnest parts of doing this whole thing. It's an amazing process. And it starts to become psychology. It starts to become, like, my characters start to become a case study in a way, what they do, why they do what they do. And the more extreme the behavior, the deeper the reason for why it is they're doing it. So with Laura, she had tragically, lost the love of her life to death. And she then adopted this philosophy of, live in the moment, we don't have a guarantee that tonight's going to happen. We have right now. So if right now is presented to us, let's take it. But I think what people feel at the end of the film, and it's not remorse on her end, it's not remorse. What it is it's just a display of, you could read into it however you like, but it's when you do something that has the potential to hurt other people, including yourself, but especially other people, because of your actions, there will be ramifications. And whether those ramifications are spiritual or just, purely, or physical or whatever it may be, there are those ramifications. So, everything has a price. Mm-hmm. When you possibly can hurt and destroy what someone else has.
Did this film tap into?
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Oh. Did the film tap into scenarios or experiences people you know have had that have shared with you? Or
no, you so go on with your... No, they didn't really.
There's nothing that it connected to anybody else's stories or in such a...
From my life?
Well, just their friends. Friends have told you about their own challenges and relationships and stuff.
Yeah. Not specifically, no.
I related to almost everybody's character in this movie, just a small bit. So I just was curious, who did you relate to the most? Because you played a phenomenal role, but that might have not been who you related to the most. I was interested in who and why.
You know, I just think Massey did such a beautiful job writing these complex characters that I too feel like I relate, I can relate to each of these characters. Because relationships are just, you know, they can be so complex, and I don't think anybody has that figured out yet. I think it, because it's an evolving thing, a relationship, right? So I just feel like, I don't know, man. I don't know. It's I don't know.
Is that one of the reasons why you made that recent comment about marriage?
No, that was taking out of context. What I said was, I just think that, okay, if we go back to the origin of marriage, it was very unromantic why marriage came about in the first place. It was about land, basically. It was about ownership, okay? So I just think it's a very kind of unromantic idea. And then now, when I look around and I see the emphasis that people put on, you know, getting married and weddings and all these reality TV shows with the weddings and the this and people, I think, wait a sec, let's just, what does this really mean? And then people getting married and then divorced. I mean, the divorce rate is astronomical. So I just kind of feel like I'm the kind of person that appreciates more of a private union and a union that doesn't need a piece of paper. I think that's more societal than anything else, honestly. So it's not like I'm against marriage. It's just that for me, it just seems a little old-fashioned. And I, you know, but I'm completely pro-union. I think that the most beautiful thing in the world is to have your soulmate, to have your partner crying with you, and to have that spiritual connection, and to honor that. So, that's why that... Whoever wrote that made it sound very hard, where in truth, you don't get any more romantic than I do. I'm really like gushy, ucky, icky girl, like crazy for romance, you know? You know what I mean?
That says it right there. Gushy, icky. Don't get me
started. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, I like the little notes, you know, the random notes. I like the little, you know, lipstick kisses on the mirror, and the flower petals, like, you know, in an underwear drawer. Oh God, I really said that. You guys are gonna kill me with that.
You're
one.
Making the book on this now.
Yeah, you guys are gonna kill me with that.
You were saying, oh sorry. Okay.
What was it like working with Sam Worthington?
Just great. Bless you, Cap. allergies. It was amazing. Sam has a really great kind of old school quality about him. He's got this kind of rough exterior, this sexy, rugged exterior, yet he's so emotionally available and just really sexy. I said already. Yeah. And I find him extremely sexy, and a lot of that has to do with his talent. I respond to his dedication to the craft. You know, he's a trained actor who really gets the material and just kind of embraces that process. He likes to rehearse. I love to rehearse, you know, so yeah, my kind of actor for sure. Mm-hmm.
Do you think you can love two people at the same time, or how do you think about that?
I personally can't, but I think people can, and I personally don't have experience with that, but I think that that's totally possible. Yeah.
You
I have known people, yeah, so I, you know, that... You know, I think the French do that a lot.
That's why we have French.
No, but I think that's possible, just not for me.
You were saying you like playing against type. With that in mind, what would be your ideal role at this point?
Well, it's not playing against type for the sake of playing against type. Do you know what I mean? It's not. It's really just honoring the role that I'm portraying. It's just more about, for me, expanding those roles that are offered to me, that come my way. So I constantly have to beat down the door to be seen for projects that people wouldn't normally see me in. Mm-hmm. And that's why I take acting classes still to this day, and I take great pride in it. And I get to play with certain things in my acting classes that I wouldn't normally get to do, let's say, in a film, because someone is unlikely to cast me in Molière's Tartuffe, which I got to play last month. You know, I put up 30 minutes of Molière's Tartuffe in class, and that is a classical piece of, you know, theater that is just exquisite. And, you know, and I'm sure if someone was casting for, you know, a film version of Molière's Tartuffe, I wouldn't be the obvious choice. So.
But would you like to be offered that?
Of course. That's why I do certain work in preparation for those kind of, you know, for those opportunities when they do come up. I want to show that I can do Molière, and I can do Shakespeare, and I can do the classics, as well as the Albies. Edward Albee, he's my favorite. My favorite, hands down. But yeah, you know, it's about expanding the expansion.
You have beautiful
not expanding, expansion. Had a different thought.
Timing in your film. The timing is really great. You give so many pauses to the audience that really we are looking at your face and we're thinking, what is she thinking now?
Awesome.
Really, I wanted to congratulate you on that part. Did you particularly work on that, on the timing of it? It's almost like comic timing in a dramatic scene.
Thank you for saying that, because kind of like a play, like when I do these wonderful plays in class, and I feel how let's say how Albee or Tennessee Williams gives you exactly what you need. You have that line, and maybe you have a comma, and then maybe you have an O. And you have to honor that because it's there for a reason. I felt like Massey wrote this script like that, in a sense. You know, for me, the way I didn't want to mess with her lines. I didn't want to ad-lib. I ad-libbed one little thing in there, but I didn't want to. I wanted to let the moment sit with what she created and honor that, instead of trying to fill voids by ad-libbing, which sometimes can be a cheap way, just kind of filling a moment. You know what I mean by that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well,
so I let it sit.
What was the little ad-lib now?
The little ad-lib that I did do was when he said, when we're at the bar and Sam says something, I think, I forget how he asked me about cheating or something, and then he says cheated, and I go cheated, because he has a very strong, adorable Australian accent. Mm-hmm. So that was my only other bit of the film when I said cheated, you know, tiny little thing.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
When you see something like that, and you get a script like this, which I felt the dialogue is amazing.
Thank you. Not thank you, because I'm
I think you guys did a great job. So when you see the final product, how did you feel? Did you like look back and just go, I did it, home run?
No, are you crazy? I'm an actress. No, I can't. Like, I have to tell you, I have a hate reflex. It's horrible. I hate everything I do for, like, you know, when I first see it, and then I embrace it and love it. And I also have a no reflex, which is probably good being female. But when it comes to my work, I have this thing where I know I really want to do a film. It's very backwards. I know I really want to do a film by the way I instantly say no to it. It's very bizarre. I'm not going to even try to figure that one out. So, but a lot of the films that I have ended up loving, honoring, cherishing my experiences on these movies that have been so amazing and colorful and rich, I have said no to at the beginning. I said no to Wheel of the Night for so long.
Such a great job in that. Too.
Thank you. And I said no to that for like 8 months. And James Gray hung in there, bless his heart, and just was like, you know, would randomly, or probably not randomly, very calculated on his end, you know, send me, you know, updates on the script revisions and on, you know, a note. Ava, I hope we really get to do this together. And then, you know, and then finally when they got Joaquin Phoenix in and they started shooting, and
I did it, was ended up being the best experience up to that time for me, you know?
Since this movie is a lot about marriage and infidelity, and you expressed earlier some your very strong opinions about, you know, how the media covers weddings and et cetera, what do you think is behind this phenomenon, this recent phenomenon about, you know, mistresses or women who sleep with, you know, married famous celebrities sort of becoming famous? You know, you have Tiger Woods' mistresses being in a Vanity Fair fashion spread, and, you know, Jesse James' mistress on the cover of these celebrity magazines.
Oh, God.
What is behind this recent phenomenon?
I don't know. Can you explain it to me? Because I don't know. I am just...
Do you think it's the media, you know, sort of reacting to society's differing views on, you know, mistresses and infidelity, or is it just the media creating the hype?
I have no idea, and I'm not going to even begin to try to give you a clever answer, or I don't know. And seriously, if you do, it's astonishing for me.
Hi. Now, if you were in Keira Knightley's shoes and you was with Sam, whether you were married or whatever, you were madly in love, and Keira had an affair with Sam, would you feel as would you embrace that relationship or feel?
If you were with Sam Worthington, his character in a film,
whether you were married or not, because, you know, I know your feelings about marriage.
But in the movie.
Yes, in the movie.
Not in real life.
Madly in love with him, whether you're married or not.
But do you think she was madly in love with him?
No.
Well, she said she was in love with him.
I would say madly.
You stirred a debate here.
But she was with him.
I don't know. I'm gonna quote my character here and say, I stuck at hypotheticals. I think she said that at some point, doesn't she? She said, I'm terrible or I hate hypotheticals. Okay, so if I was Keira, no, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I really believe you're talking
all these gray areas, so it's almost like it was okay for you to sleep with her husband. That's all I'm getting at.
You know, I never said that. Please don't take that from anything I've said here. How did you get? I'm interested in how your brain works. How did you get that from anything? Fascinating.
We're interested in that too.
I want to hear. How did you get that from anything I just said?
This this free form, this free person, and so like you were saying, you were not in the relationship or anything. But it was just okay for you though to sleep with.
She also said there were consequences.
Consequences, but still, I mean, this is a married man. She knew that.
You mean you keep saying she? You mean the character? Wrong.
Yes,
but that's what I'm saying. She had adopted because of her husband. You know, I mean, her love of her life dying. She was obviously the grief and the hurt and all that. You know, all that stuff. She adopted this. Maybe this is for you guys to decide. Is it a defense mechanism or whatever it is? But she adopted this philosophy of like live by the moment. I'm not saying that's right. I'm just saying what she adopted as a character. Live by the moment. I can't guarantee tonight, but we're right here, right now. This is all there is. Take life and go with it. I'm not saying I agree with that. I'm just explaining her situation and her headspace. And then what I love about the film is when you see my character, Laura, at the end of the movie with that face, like I said, I don't think it's so much remorse, but it's just what happens when you do something that potentially can hurt other people, especially a union and a family, and the devastating impact that can have on you. I'm sure if someone breaks up a family, that's not just the family feeling the devastation, that's also the mistress. Karmically, or whatever, however that mistress is going to pay, there is destruction that will happen because of that. Consequences.
Well, she just said mistresses are seen.
Did you want to get your question? She wanted to get her question before I ask my question.
In a few of your past films, you've played the femme fatale. What has attracted you to those type of roles?
When else did I play a femme fatale?
In women.
Okay. Oh, okay. I guess, is that a femme fatale?
Well, you were the mistress. You were also the mistress. I guess.
No, okay, I'm sorry. I was thinking more like femme fatale, like with femme Nikita.
No, like a mistress. Or being always the other woman.
No, I've only done that in two films, and one being a comedy, mm-hmm. The Women, and this being the antithesis of that, being, you know, a serious romantic.
What attracts you to that type of role?
I'm attracted to great material and working with people like Keira Knightley and Sam Worthington. And in The Women, I was attracted to great material. Honestly, I was attracted to working with Annette Bening. She's a huge... I think that if I could have half her career, I would be very fortunate.
Thank you.
And also when I work with an all-female cast.
Now tell me about...
I have to answer his question really quick.
Doing a play, because you're talking so much about plays.
Actively pursuing doing a play. You have no idea. It's been 3 years now. I don't want to throw it out there, but there's this one play that we were so close to production on, actually a theater in London, and that has not happened yet. So when the stars align, but it'll happen, but I am actively pursuing.
Well, let's hope we're putting the vibe out for you.
Please put it out for me.
Let's
you can leave the petals in the other thing.
Picture with the post, yeah.
My love, I'm literally dripping. Okay. I can't do it right now.
All right.
But thank you so much.
Thank you.